examine yourself this today and tomorrow and say, do I say thank you to a teller who cashes your check? Say, what do you mean, cash? You cash, that's your job. But that doesn't matter, it's her job. She's gone through the trouble of cashes your check, say thank you. Somebody opens the door for you, say thank you. When you go to the checkout counter and this poor girl stands there the whole time and gives you this long list here of all the things you bought and you paid her, she will say thank you. Do you? Do you say thank you? If anybody, your dentist, let's pick out somebody you really don't like, your dentist. I mean, you like him, you kind of like him, but he's not your favorite doctor. Let's put it that way. Now, usually he's talking to you, besides there's music going, well, he's got five instruments and you're out. You see? And have you ever thought when you go out to say thank you, even if he's going to send you a $1,000 bill, do you say thank you? Thank you to your doctor. Thank you to your teachers. Ask yourself that question and then make a resolution tonight that you're going to say thank you for anything anybody does for you. That's number one. Number two, what do you thank God for? Ah, that was something our Lord suffered from the most. He said one day, he cured 10 lepers. Do you realize what it meant to be a leper? You realize what it meant? Well, no, you wouldn't unless you saw one. I mean, they're living death. Their bones, their skin, their muscles literally rot and fall away. He cured 10 of them. Only one came back. Only one. And our dear Lord said, we're not 10 made clean. We're the 9. Even God was offended by a lack of gratitude. So, do you thank God in your life? And what do you thank him for? Oh, all the good things. Oh, 3 cheers for you. Do you thank him for the things you don't understand, the things that are very wrong in your life, and the things that are hard for you? How many people thank God for their faults and weaknesses? Well, that's terrible. I have them. They're all mine. I don't thank God for them. I thank God for the opportunity of overcoming myself and becoming like him. That's a big grace, isn't it? Huh? Every time you say no to sin, you need to thank God for the grace, for the strength, for the perseverance.